USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New York's Attorney General has informed the Trump Organization that its investigation into the company is now a criminal probe. In a statement Tuesday night, a spokesman for AG Letitia James said the investigation was being conducted in conjunction with Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance's office. His office has been looking into allegations against the company of insurance and tax fraud. A homeless man has been identified as the suspected arsonist in the Palisades wildfire burning in the Santa Monica Mountains near Los Angeles. Ramon Santos Rodriguez is accused of starting the fire, allegedly setting the fire last Friday. The L.A. County Fire Department says the blaze is 32% contained and have lifted evacuation warnings in the area. And government entities in Texas won't be able to enforce any mask mandate. Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order Tuesday stopping local mask requirements and laying out fines for officials that try to enforce them. The governor said that Texans should decide whether to wear a mask, not their government. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off.
40%!
Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Tuesday that he had signed an executive order banning any government in his state from issuing a mask mandate. Abbott says the order clarifies an order from March when he opened up the state 100%, but some local municipalities chose to still enforce a mask mandate. Abbott tells CNBC about the effect his order will have on Texas's public schools as well.
What it did in schools is that schools, they were allowed by the Texas Education Agency to continue to require masks. That requirement will end on June the 4th. However, both for schools as well as all other operations, people are always allowed to make the choice on their own to wear masks. And so anybody can wear a mask if they want to. It's just that it's a decision to be made by Texans, not to be forced by government.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One Major League Baseball club is dealing with a large number of breakthrough coronavirus infections. Tim Berg explains.
9 members of Major League Baseball's New York Yankees who are vaccinated have tested positive for COVID with breakthrough infections. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying everyone that's tested positive is doing quite well. 7 of the infected members are asymptomatic and 2 have mild symptoms. All the members who tested positive received the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine on April 7th. Regarding the effectiveness of one vaccine versus another, Dr. John Torres tells NBC's Today Show,
the bottom line is, looking at the hospitalizations and deaths from COVID, they're all equally effective at preventing that, which is, at the end of the day, the end point we're looking at, making sure people don't get sick. But when you look at the effectiveness of preventing you from the virus getting in your body and multiplying maybe a little bit enough to get you positive on a test or maybe mild symptoms, they can differ a little bit there. But the main point to remember is you want to prevent the spread and you want to prevent getting sick from coronavirus, and that's what the vaccines do across the board, all 3 of them. And so all 3 of them are very, very effective.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And 1 week after announcing a weekly $1 million drawing for vaccinated Ohioans, Governor Mike DeWine says the state is setting records for getting shots in arms. Last Friday saw the highest vaccination day in 3 weeks, with an increase in people aged 30 to 74 getting vaccinated of 6% since the lottery's announcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.